Cassidy Six here, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about diversity in education. When people think about diversity, the first thing that comes to mind is race or ethnicity. In reality, there are many different types of diversity. There's diversity of religion, learning abilities, socioeconomic status, gender, and sexual orientation, just to name a few. As an educator, it is important to be aware of these and how they might affect a student's ability to learn. Culture and diversity both have huge impacts on the classroom. For example, different cultures might have different ideas on how a classroom should be ran and what takes place there. Being knowledgeable about these various expectations ahead of time will benefit you in the long run. It is important that each child feels understood and included in the classroom. As an educator, it is important to realize diversity of race and ethnicity affect learning. According to the American Psychological Association, people of color underperform academically compared to Caucasian students. This is because people of color are usually at a disadvantage economically and socially compared to Caucasians. Why? The answer is simple: white privilege. White people for decades have had an advantage over people of color in every field: housing, education, the job market, income levels. Recognizing this privilege and working around it to ensure that every student's education is equal and to make sure that every student can succeed should be a goal that every teacher has. Diversity of cognitive abilities is also present in K-12 classrooms. To recognize this, you must look at each student individually. You will always have some students who learn faster and some who learn slower. As a teacher, you need to work around this. Identify the skills students may be lacking to help them improve. For example, what are their auditory processing skills like? What's their long-term memory like? Identifying problem areas like this will help you understand why they are struggling and what you could do to help them improve. A type of diversity some teachers might not think about is diversity of opinion. I think this is a very important type of diversity for teachers to recognize, especially in high school classrooms. In high school classrooms, students are coming of age and they're starting to have their own opinions on things, their own thoughts and ideas, specifically political opinions, that is important to be unbiased about. You need to let your students feel free to share their opinions and thoughts, and they need to feel safe knowing that they can do that within your classroom and not be discouraged or be told that their opinion is wrong. I'm not saying we have to agree 100% with them, we don't need to baby them, but our classrooms do need to be a safe space. To better promote diversity in the classroom, you must first self-reflect. The best thing you can do is to ask yourself, how could I be doing better? Because there are always ways to be better. Having a diverse classroom is a blessing. It can actually benefit your students more. They get a chance to see what life is like on the other side, see what it's like for people who have it worse than them, for people who have it better than them. This will make them a more well-rounded individual, and that is why diversity is so important within education.